This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The 19th G20 summit came to an end with President Lula da Silva handing over the presidency to President Cyril Ramaphosa with the hope to evaluate the work and hold responsibility of doing better and continue building a just and sustainable world. In his closing address for the G20 leaders' summit, President Lula talked about various initiatives taken under Brazil's presidency. The launching of Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty and starting an unprecedented debate on taxing. Also bringing climate change on the agenda of finance ministries and central banks and approving the first multilateral document on the bioeconomy. Issuing a call to action for reforms that make global governance more effective and representative and engaging in a dialogue with society through the G20 social. Launching a roadmap to make multilateral development banks effective and giving African countries a voice in the debate on debt. The establishing of the Women's Empowerment Working Group and proposing an 18th Sustainable Development Goal to promote racial equality. The continuing commitment to tripling global renewable energy capacity by 2030. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a 3-day visit to Guyana after successfully concluding his Brazil visit. The visit to Guyana is the first by an Indian Prime Minister since 1968. Mr. Modi will hold discussions with President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown. PM will also participate in the second CARICOM India Summit and hold meeting with leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Guyana. He is also scheduled to address a gathering of the Indian diaspora. United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres urged G20 countries to take the lead in global governance reform to address pressing issues like poverty, inequality and climate change. Guterres also stressed that peace worldwide requires actions grounded in the values of the UN Charter, the rule of law, UN resolutions and principles of sovereignty, political independence and territorial integrity of states. Highlighting the upcoming 4th International Conference on Financing for Development in Spain, Guterres stated that July's Conference on Financing for Development in Spain is an opportunity to deepen these reforms. Spain has been chosen by the United Nations to host the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, an event to be held in Seville between 30 June and 3rd July 2025. All preparations are in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand today. In Jharkhand, voting will be held for the second and final phase for 38 constituencies in 12 districts. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 5 p.m., barring some sensitive polling stations where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Jharkhand's Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar has urged voters to cast their ballots without fear. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, including 2,086 independent contenders. Talking to Akashvani News, Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer S. Chokalingam said, around 5 lakh polling personnel will be managing 1,427 polling stations in the state. By-elections will also be held tomorrow for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over 4 states, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Counting of votes for all states will be taken up on Saturday. The BJP has accused Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole and NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule of possible links to illegal trade in bitcoins. Briefing media in New Delhi tonight, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi referred to media reports and audio files on the issue. The party during the briefing played purported voice notes Mr. Patole and Ms. Sule to allege attempts to encash bitcoins to influence Maharashtra elections. Mr. Trivedi claimed that it poses a serious question on the conduct of polls in a free and fair manner. He said the development has exposed the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, MVA, and sought replies from the Congress and NCP-SP on the matter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.